This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Vice President Mike Pence made an unannounced visit to Iraq on Saturday. As AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports, the vice president's visit had a dual purpose.
The U.S.-led coalition says its forces, along with hundreds of U.S.-allied Syrian Kurdish commandos, took part in an operation in southeastern Syria Friday, capturing dozens of Islamic State militants, clearing IS compounds, and seizing weapons and explosives. The news came on the same day Vice President Mike Pence visited Iraq in an effort to reassure Kurdish allies in the region, telling reporters,
President Trump's commitment to our allies here in Iraq, as well as to those in the Syrian Defense Forces, the Kurdish forces who fought alongside us, is unchanging.
President Trump's pullback of American forces in Syria opened the door for a cross-border offensive against the Kurds last month by Turkey. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Security and hospital officials said Saturday two people were killed when Iraqi security forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse crowds of protesters on the third day of fierce clashes in central Baghdad. Two protesters were struck with rubber bullets and died instantly, and more than 20 others were wounded in the fighting on Rashid Street. 16 people died, and more than 100 were wounded in renewed clashes in recent days. In total, 342 protesters have died in Iraq's massive demonstrations, which started October 1st when thousands of Iraqis took to the streets to decry corruption and lack of services despite the nation's oil wealth. Separately, Iraq's parliament failed to hold a session Saturday due to a lack of quorum. Lawmakers were supposed to read reform bills introduced to placate the protesters. The next session is Monday. This is VOA News. Several thousand protesters marched through Paris Saturday to demand a national wake-up call and more government investment to prevent deadly domestic violence against women. A wave of purple flags and signs snaked from the Place de la République through eastern Paris amid an unprecedented campaign to decry violence against women and to honor the more than 130 women that activists say have been killed in France this year by a current or former partner. Alyssa Arhabare is a spokesperson for the NGO Trifeminism.
And we are here to ask the government to take actual responses to fight against it. And yeah, we hope we are going to be numerous and we are going to fight for this.
The protest came on the UN's International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It was aimed at pressuring the French government before it unveils new measures Monday to tackle the problem. Protests against Colombia's government continued for a third consecutive day Saturday as demonstrators took to the streets with pots and pans to voice their discontent with President Iván Duque. In the capital of Bogotá, a few thousand people gathered at a park and shouted slogans against the conservative president before trying to march toward the center of the city. They were later dispersed with tear gas by police. Authorities ordered a police and military presence in Bogotá following 2 days of unrest. President Duque ordered a seldom-used curfew in the city on Friday evening as the nation grapples with the aftermath of a mass protest. Egyptian authorities displayed a rare cache of mummified animals found in a necropolis last year. More from Reuters correspondent Eimear McCarthy.
A menagerie of mummified animals went on display south of Cairo on Saturday, including what authorities say is the world's largest scarab beetle. The discovery was made by an Egyptian archaeological mission last year and uncovered a cache housing ancient artifacts, including masks, statues, and mummified cats, crocodiles, cobras, and birds. CT scans conducted on five of the largest mummified cats revealed that there is a strong likelihood that they are actually lion cubs due to the size and shape of the bones. Ancient Egyptians mummified humans to preserve their bodies for the afterlife. Animal mummies were used as religious offerings.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.